recreational marijuana has been, well, long in the works right now here in this month. In fact, the first dispensary for Santa Rosa is opening up just a bit later this morning, but that doesn't stop lawsuits from occurring. One of them is actually among a little bit of the technicality of marijuana farms themselves. California Growers Association suing the state's Department of Food and Agriculture in order to prohibit large-scale marijuana farms. Joining us now on the live line, KSRO live line, that is Executive Director of the Growers Association, Hezekiah Allen. Good morning, Hezekiah.
Good morning. Good to talk with you today.
It's always great to have you on the program. But I got to ask first, what kind of spurred this lawsuit?
Oh, this all stems back to provisions that were added to Prop 64 just a few weeks before the campaign started, all the way back in December of 2015. And what that sentence was, it said, Prop 64 will ensure that the adult use cannabis marketplace is built around small and mid-sized businesses by prohibiting large cultivation until 2023. So this lawsuit is really about making sure that that language that the voters voted on is implemented correctly.
Now, I feel like my marijuana brethren would be on the libertarian side of things, sort of saying, hey, anything goes when it comes to business.
You know, the unfortunate reality is the federal government really thwarts that mentality. And I think culturally, you're absolutely right. But the reality that our business owners are facing is, you know, California is an agricultural powerhouse. We send agricultural products all over the world. But with cannabis, we can't do that. And so we're stuck in this really strange marketplace where, you know, we're capable of producing enough great cannabis for every American, but we only get to sell it to every Californian. And so this policy is really about acknowledging that underlying reality.
Now, I agree with the kind of the concept, you know, the smaller farmers should be protected against the larger farms before, you know, before they come in. I can see the argument of that. But at the same time, we're getting recent reports about how marijuana sales or at least the price of marijuana has gone up significantly, you know, with new taxes being introduced left and right. Isn't there an argument that basically saying on the other side, if you have large cultivators, the prices would go down?
Yeah, but I think it's unfair to always put that burden on the farmer. Over the last 20 years, the wholesale price, the price that the farmer has received, has gone down about 300%. At the same time, the price to the consumer has gone up about 40%. Something else is going on in the supply chain. And if cost to the consumer is our driving concern, we should probably look at markups. We should probably look at supply chain inefficiencies. We shouldn't be driving farmers off the land.
Now, you guys are essentially arguing that Prop 64 was aimed at a small to medium-sized businesses. So you're trying to essentially protect my will and what I voted for.
I mean, Prop 64 is abundantly clear. The adult-use cannabis marketplace will be built around small and mid-sized businesses by prohibiting large cultivation for 5 years. That's what the voters considered.
So putting that aside, overall, what has been kind of your overall impression of the introduction of recreational marijuana to the state?
It's been pretty anticlimactic. Most of the state is still living with prohibition. You know, about 70% of the counties in the state aren't issuing any permits. The urban areas and, you know, especially the more liberal coastal urban cities are, you know, they've got legal adult use sales, but for a lot of California, the real work is still to come. We've got a lot of work to do at the city and county level to make sure that this change actually comes home.
Is it just because that there wasn't enough time to draft marijuana ordinances, or do these communities simply just don't want it?
I really do think it's time, and that's where this five-year transition period is so key. You know, this isn't saying no to big business. This is saying, hey, we've got a big mess. We've got generations of unregulated commerce. We need to figure out, sort out, and get it regulated. Let's take a few years to do that. And so, you know, time really is the missing ingredient for tens of thousands of small business owners around the state, dozens of cities and counties.
You know, we just read a story earlier this week that's saying the actual price of pot is up 40% than what you could get it sort of illegally. Do you think marijuana in California is going to be the new wild, wild west and the gold rush?
I mean, I don't think it's new. I think it's been the new wild, wild west and gold rush for many, many decades.
That seems certainly the case, especially when we talk about the Emerald Cup every December.
Yeah, and, you know, this is really about trying to move away from that. And I think a recognition that we're not going to move away from that overnight, you know, that again, is where this transition period came from. We've got a lot of entrenched, you know, we've got cultural issues, we've got mistrust. We've had a pretty messy go of it these last few decades. And take a minute, give everybody a chance to build some partnerships with their local law enforcement, their cities and counties. Let's build a solid foundation so we get this thing right.
I can't help but leave you on this last one. We're almost out of time, but do you see the large federal government coming in and kind of taking in more raids? I mean, the Attorney General Jeff Sessions isn't really holding back on this issue.
No, we're certainly bracing for a federal crackdown. You know, California, just in the last 20 years of legal medical cannabis, we've seen several rising tides, you know, sort of ebbs and flows of federal enforcement. And we're certainly bracing for another wave. I think at the end of the day, the American people are pretty clear that they want to see cannabis regulated. And, you know, we'll persist and we'll get through it and we'll keep doing the hard work.
California versus the federal government seems like a very common tune I've been hearing a lot nowadays. Hezekiah, thank you very much for your time on this issue.
Always a pleasure. Be well.
That is Executive Director of the California Growers Association, Hezekiah Allen.